Bom dia, tudo bem? Vamos falar mais um pouquinho sobre o Brasil, vamos ver se vocês conseguem entender. That's a Portuguese language. It's the same language we speak in heaven. You know about that? You need to learn, okay? Don't worry, if you don't learn, I will be there, I will help you, okay? Don't worry. That's a Portuguese language, the language we use to preach the gospel in Brazil. And I'm so thankful to God to be here. And we are so thankful for your work with us in Brazil. Thanks so much for your prayers. Thanks so much for your love. Thanks so much for your support in that work in Brazil. And I come here to show what you are doing in Brazil through us. We are doing that job together. Use the Portuguese language. Portuguese is similar to Spanish. You know Spanish, right? Portuguese and Spanish are almost similar. But if you speak Spanish, you don't understand Portuguese. If you speak Portuguese, you understand Spanish. You see? It's good to learn Portuguese. Amen? Why is that? Because Spanish, they use long words. In Portuguese, they use short words. It's just like we in English. Portuguese is nós outros. You see? Too long. Nós is in Portuguese. In Spanish, it's nós outros. It's too long. You see? When the people speak Spanish to us, we understand what they say before they finish. We are leaving. They still talking. But when we talk Portuguese to the people who speak Spanish, they all the time they wait for you can finish, and we are done, but they don't understand. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support for the work in Brazil. And I came here to show to you part of the work in Brazil. You can see Brazil is our mission field. Brazil is the size of the United States, 250 million people. Thousands of large cities do not have church, including some more than a million population in Brazil. 64% of the population in Brazil is still Catholic. Brazil is a strong Catholic country. It's the biggest Catholic country in the South America. Brazil is a huge country. Half South America, Brazil. All that green country is Brazil. You speak just one language. You can go to the south, to the north, preach the gospel. You use just one language, Portuguese language. All those countries around, 99% of those countries are around speak Spanish. Brazil is the only one speaks Portuguese in South America. There are many, many places in Brazil need hear the gospel. Cities where you went with us to preach the gospel. Viamão was the first city you went with us to preach the gospel there. The second city, Porto Alegre. 2 million people, that city, Porto Alegre. And you went with us to start the church in Agronomia, the bairro. São Gabriel, another city. You went with us in that city to start the church. Santa Maria, another big city. You went with us. Caxias do Sul. Almost 700,000 people in that city. So difficult place to preach the gospel because it's on the mountain. It's almost 90% Catholic, that city. And you went with us to start the church there, and now we have the church in Caxias. Ponta Grossa, another city we went to preach the gospel, to start the church. That city is a big church, is a big city. We went there in that city 1 year before the pandemic. After 1 year, the pandemic came and the government asked us to shut the door. But the church is so new, so young. If you shut the door, the church building, that church will die. We leave the church's door closed just 2 months, and we open against the government. Because if you don't do that, the church will die. And we work hard. You can imagine the church in Ponta Grossa grow more than any church in Brazil in the middle of the pandemic. Nobody passed away. Of course, the people are afraid. But I told them, don't be afraid. If you are afraid, you will bring those things to you. Don't be afraid. Let's work. The first thing I did, Nadia and I, we sold our TV. We sold our TV. The first thing we did. Because that's so amazing how they put fear on the people's life. And the church in Ponta Grossa grew more than any church. In the middle of the pandemic, we changed the building. We rent bigger building for the church. And we start the second church in the middle of the pandemic, the city in Bituva. The city in Bituva have one denomination church, and the pastor moved to another city, and he heard about us. We are teaching the Bible, and he calls me and asks me if I can go there and teach the Bible to his church. And I said, yes, I can go. And I drove there 2 hours, one time a week. And I start teaching the Bible to his church. And all the church in Imbituva baptized. And that church stopped sending money to his pastor. And he was so mad, and he went back in Imbituva and asked, why you stop sending money to me? And they said, because now I study the Bible, and now we are following Jesus. And he was so mad with me and told the church, send Rui away. And the church said, no, now we are following Jesus. And we will stay, study the Bible. And he started to visit the families from his church. And he took 2 families. But the majority stayed strong. And the evangelist, he was a pastor in the past. And now he's evangelist. And he still work with the church, Jesus Church in Imbituva. He lost his support. And he need work outside. But the church in Ponta Grossa send help to him. For he can work part-time. And now I'm here to raise some support to help him. For he can work full-time in that city and preach what he's learning. In the middle of the pandemic. After that, we went to Pelotas. And you went with us to Pelotas. Pelotas City, we didn't go there to start the church. We went there because they asked us to go there to help them because they split for goofy stuff. For me, it's a goofy stuff. But Nadia and I decided to move there to help them. When we got there, I told them, okay, we need to get together. Because if you don't get together with another part, the church, I will leave faster than I came here. And they decide to get together. Next Sunday, they got there in the church building. The church building was full. Everybody was happy because of that. And we stayed there 1 year in Pelotas, helping them to fix the problem, helping them to evangelize. 15 people baptized in that year. We are in Pelotas. So nice. And now I come here to invite you. Come with us to one more city. One more city. You see how many works you did already. If Jesus come back today, you already did a lot of work outside the country with us. But if Jesus don't come back today, If Jesus doesn't come back today, come with us in one more city. The city called Foz do Iguaçu. It's a big city. 260,000 people, that city. No church, Jesus church there yet. We need to go there. I came here to invite you. Let's go in one more city before Jesus comes back. For you can start his church in that city. That city need hear the gospel of Jesus. That city, we went there to do the research. We didn't know about that. But in that city, Foz do Iguaçu, have the biggest temple, Buddhist temple in that city. You cannot imagine how they invest a lot of money to teach and to build those things in that city. I went to visit the Buddhist temple. Is huge and so expensive. They invest a lot in teaching a lot. And another thing we heard, we did research, we know, over there in that city, have the largest Muslim population in Brazil, is right there in that city. And they invest a lot. You can imagine those buildings in that city. They invest a lot to teach people about that devil doctrine. You can imagine how we can help, that city. Be there and preach the good news of Jesus. This is why I came here to invite you. Let's go there together. God do mission to use two kinds of missionaries. One missionary can go there and preach the gospel. Another missionary can send us there to preach the gospel. And together we can start Lord's church there to preach the truth. Amen? We don't know what that waits for us there. This we need a lot of prayer. We need you in our team. We cannot do it alone. All those cities, you went with us. And now they have the Lord's church there. Now we need to go in one more city. Foz do Iguaçu. And when I come back here next time, I will say to you, we have the church over there in Foz do Iguaçu. Who here could go to Foz do Iguaçu? We can go. You can send us there. We can be that missionary, can go to Foz. And you can be that missionary, send us there. And together, we start the church in that city. Amen. We have a brochure here. I want to give it to you so you can have more information about the work in Brazil and what you are doing there through us. The computer did something wrong here. This Foz do Iguaçu have more than a million. It's not a million, it's 1,000. Okay? It's the computer, not me. Okay? You know about that. The computer cannot talk. I have this for you can remember me, and Michael will give it to you. It's a magnetic for you can put in your refrigerator and wake up in the morning. The first thing you see is me. There. You pray for me and for the mission. Our mission in Brazil. And I have here from Brazil a chocolate. And this chocolate, the name is Bees. means I want one more. And I want to give to you if you ask questions about me, about the work in Brazil. Any questions? Okay? And I can give to you one chocolate. Who want chocolate? No, who want ask questions? You. What she said? Ah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Okay? Nadia, give her a chocolate. With his love. Okay? He loves us and he did the best he could. If I didn't answer very well, you ask Michael. Who wants more chocolate? Chocolate? No, a question. Ah. Good questions. Not yet. We went there to do the research. Me and Nadia stayed there 2 weeks. But we move to that city. Nadia, here, this big man here, he wants a chocolate. And we move there probably in April or June. We move there in that city. Okay? More questions? He want a chocolate nut. how? I see if I can see them here. Oops. Can you fix that? No. I'm sorry. Okay, one of the family there is from Viamão, the first city we went. And the second couple is from Caxias do Sul. And they are in churches, but they already prepare people to come with me to start new congregation. Right? You see those families there. And they go with me. And how long I will be there? I don't want to be long there. I want to be there 2 years and leave them there to continue their work in that city, Foz do Iguaçu. And all those cities we start the church, we continue visit them and encourage them and help them to some questions and help them on encouragement. At least 2 times a year, we drive there to visit those congregations. And they are continue preach the gospel and take care of the church there of the leadership. And they are working for have elders in the future too. The first church, Viamão, they have the elders, but one passed away and another moved to another city. Today they don't have elders. No more questions? They are so young, some of them, right? And the first one and the second one almost self-support. That's so good. Almost. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The majority of the church we start, they still pay rent. Some they are bought their place. They have their own place. The majority they need pay rent. They pay around 1,500 or 2,000 monthly for their rent, and they still helping the missionaries. They are there working to them. they pay all the bills. They need to pay all the bills too. That's the expense they have. May I answer your question? Okay, we move to the city. We do the we find a house for us first, and when we find the house, we open the small group in our home. And where we go, we invite the people to come to the small group. And later, we find a place for the worship for the church, a bigger place. And when we find a place, we invite people to study the Bible. We offer a theology class to them, for they can come. We offer them English class. I'm the teacher. And they say I'm good. And we do everything, everything to invite people to come, to know us, and for you can offer the Bible study to them. Where I go, I offer. If I go to the supermarket, if I go to some place, I talk with them and I offer, do you want to study the Bible? The majority say no, but some say yes. I'm looking for those. But if I'm not offered, I don't know who wants or who doesn't want. There's a small group. I bring a easy message, and I use the God's word to daily needs for the people, and I ask questions. We sing, we pray, we have a fellowship, some meals for them, no more than 1 hour, that we do. Right? More questions? Before I go to the city, just like now we are go to Foz do Iguaçu, and I already have the two families. When I visit those families, when I go to visit those families 2 times a year, I'm looking for those families too. I'm looking for. I'm looking for those families, for they can come with me. And those people, those families, when I leave, they stay there in my sight. When I go with them, I'm not the only one preach. I can preach and they can preach too. And later they preach more than I. And I leave the work for them. When I see they can do by themselves, it's time to leave. To another city. How I look at the new city. If the city have more than 2,000 people and don't have the Lord's church there, I'm looking for those cities. 200,000 people. No more questions? What we need? Financial support for our missionaries. We have 8 missionaries who work with us. We need help them. Help with the move expenses to the Foz do Iguaçu. Those 2 families, they will move to another, from another city to Foz. And they need help for the move expenses. Help with rent for the church building. We need to look for the place for the church can get together. How can you be part of this God work in Brazil? Pray for the missionaries. Pray for the work there. Give one time or monthly contribution. Help find someone or church can help us. Maybe you know one church can be part of this work in Brazil. It's hard for us to visit one church. They don't know us. But if they know you you can introduce us and we can go there and show the work in Brazil. And they can be the missionary just like you. If you know somebody can help us, if you know some church, tell me, you have my messenger and my telephone, you can call me and leave a message and I can go there and visit that church. You can help us to rent a place for the worship. And you can come to Brazil to see what you are doing there. That's amazing. You can come. You need to come. And just like I say all the time, when you come to Brazil to see the work, to help us, you don't need to stay in the hotel and pay the money for the hotel. You can stay in my home and pay the money for me. Thank you so much. I appreciate so much your mission in Brazil. Your love for mission. What you are doing. You are doing a lot. Let's go to one more city. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's read one passage. Open your Bible in Acts chapter. I don't know if Michael told you today you finish 1 o'clock. I'm just kidding. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all ignorance. Examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Amen. They read the Bible daily. This is why the Jesus Church in the first century, they have just one church during almost 500 years. They have just one church, almost 500 years. Why? Because they read the Bible every day. We need to read our Bible every day. Amen? Follow those examples. And they were so strong. And we need today strong church. Let's pray. Let's sing and pray. Let's sing first.